15 adult patterns that often show up after feeling unloved in childhood. When kids grow up without steady love, attention, or emotional safety, they don't just get over it when they turn 18. Their brains and bodies adapt to survive, and those adaptations often follow them into adult life. What you'll learn now is that there are 15 patterns that commonly show up in adults who felt unloved, unseen, or unsafe as children. These aren't diagnoses, and they're not proof that something is wrong with you. They're learned responses that made sense back then, and that you can work on now. 1. A persistent sense of not being enough. Many adults who felt unloved carry a quiet, constant feeling that they're somehow less than other people. On the outside, they might look accomplished or put together. Inside, though, they often hear a running commentary that says, "You should be better. You should be more. If you were truly lovable, someone would have treated you differently." That story can shape everything. How they show up at work, how they take care of themselves, and the kind of relationships they think they deserve. 2. Finding it hard to truly trust people. If the people who were supposed to protect and care for you were inconsistent, rejecting, or unsafe, it makes sense that trusting others doesn't come easily now. You might notice yourself always waiting for the other shoe to drop, scanning people for hidden motives, or feeling like you can't fully relax around anyone. It's not that you don't want connection, it's that a part of you is convinced that closeness equals danger. So you stay guarded, even around people who haven't actually hurt you. 3. Struggling to hold boundaries. When your needs and limits weren't respected growing up, you may not have had a chance to learn what healthy boundaries even look like. As an adult, that can sound like saying yes when you mean no, tolerating behavior that feels disrespectful, or putting everyone else's comfort ahead of your own. Underneath, there's often a fear that if you speak up or set limits, people will react badly, leave, get angry, or withdraw love. So it can feel safer to overgive and disappear into the background. 4. Pulling back from social contact. If relationships were mostly a source of hurt, it's no surprise that being around people can feel draining or overwhelming now. You might cancel plans at the last minute, keep conversations at a surface level, or choose to be alone most of the time. On one hand, that solitude can feel comforting and safe. On the other hand, it can deepen feelings of loneliness and make it hard to build the supportive connections you actually need. Feeling afraid of emotional intimacy. Emotional closeness means being seen, and for someone who felt judged, criticized, or abandoned in childhood, being truly seen can feel terrifying. You might notice that when a relationship starts getting deeper, you shut down, pick fights, or find reasons to pull away. Even if you care about the person, your nervous system may be screaming, "Too close, this is dangerous." So, you keep people at a distance, all while wishing you could experience real closeness. 6. Turning to perfectionism to feel safe. For many people who felt unloved, perfectionism becomes a survival strategy. The logic is simple. If I never mess up, if I'm always impressive, always helpful, always good, maybe I'll finally be accepted. So you push yourself hard, hold yourself to impossible standards, and beat yourself up for normal human mistakes. It can drive a lot of achievement, but it comes with a heavy cost, constant stress, exhaustion, and the feeling that you're never quite good enough. 7. Needing a lot of control. If your early life felt chaotic or unpredictable, you may feel a strong pull to control as much as you can now. That might mean planning everything in detail, having trouble delegating, or feeling intensely anxious when plans shift. Control can feel like the only thing standing between you and emotional chaos. The downside is that it can strain relationships and keep you in a constant state of tension, always managing and never really resting. 8. Being drawn to unhealthy relationships. It's very common for people who felt unloved as children to find themselves in adult relationships that are distant, critical, or even abusive. On the surface, it doesn't make sense. Why would anyone choose more pain? But the nervous system is often drawn to what feels familiar. If chaos, emotional unavailability, or unpredictability were normal growing up, stable and genuinely kind partners can feel strange or even boring. Without realizing it, you might keep replaying old dynamics, hoping this time it will finally end differently. 9. Feeling trapped by long-term commitments. If commitment was tied to disappointment or harm in the past, sticking with something for the long haul can feel suffocating. You might notice a pattern of leaving jobs, relationships, or projects once they start to feel serious. It's not that you don't want stability. Often you do. But another part of you may be afraid of being stuck in a painful situation with no way out. So, you keep one foot out the door, just in case. Having a hard time expressing feelings. When emotions were dismissed, mocked, or punished in childhood, the safest option was to hide them. As an adult, you may find it hard to even know what you're feeling, let alone say it out loud. You might change the subject when feelings come up, make a joke, or shut down completely. This used to protect you from getting hurt. Now, it can make it hard to connect with others, and even to understand yourself. 11. Reacting strongly to criticism. If you grew up surrounded by harsh criticism and blame, your body may react quickly and intensely to any kind of feedback. Even a small suggestion can feel like an attack. You might feel your chest tighten, your stomach drop, or your mind goes blank. Shame floods in, and you might get defensive or want to disappear. Again, this response made sense in an environment where being criticized really did threaten your sense of safety and belonging. Relying heavily on others' approval. When kids get inconsistent or conditional love, they often grow into adults who lean heavily on external approval. You might constantly wonder what other people think of you, work hard to keep everyone happy, or feel only okay when someone praises or reassures you. Because there was no steady internal sense of "I'm lovable as I am," your nervous system leans on other people to tell you whether you're acceptable, worthy, or doing enough. 13. Feeling uncomfortable with compliments. Compliments can feel surprisingly awkward when they clash with how you see yourself. If the story in your head is that you're not good enough, kind words might bounce right off. You might brush them away, argue with them, or change the subject as fast as possible. It's not that you don't want to feel valued. It's that your nervous system isn't used to positive reflection and doesn't quite know what to do with it yet. Letting other people's opinions define you. Without a stable sense of worth built in childhood, it's easy to hand that power over to everyone around you. You may find yourself constantly asking others what you should do, changing your opinions to match theirs, or feeling crushed when someone disapproves. It's like walking around with a mirror that belongs to everyone else. If the reflection is good, you feel okay. If it's bad, your whole sense of self wobbles. 15. Feeling guilty for having needs. When a child is shamed, ignored, or punished for needing comfort, attention, or help, they often grow up believing that having needs is a problem. As an adult, even basic needs like wanting support, rest, or reassurance can trigger guilt. You might apologize for bothering people, talk yourself out of asking for help, or minimize your pain because you think others have it worse. Deep down, there may be a belief that your needs are a burden instead of a normal part of being human. Bringing it all together. If you recognize yourself in some of these patterns, it doesn't mean you're broken or beyond hope. It means you adapted to an environment that didn't give you the steady love and emotional safety you deserved. The powerful part is this: what was learned can be unlearned. With awareness, education, and supportive relationships, including therapy, groups, or safe friendships, you can start to do things differently. You can gradually build trust, set healthier boundaries, soften the self-criticism, and allow yourself to be someone who is worthy of care, because you always were.